Back at Thompson Bowling Arena, Tennessee wins tonight over Louisiana Lafayette by a score of 83-76. Bob Kessling, Bert Bertelkamp back with Tennessee coach Bruce Pearl. One of the key aspects in the game tonight was the good play of Andre Patterson with 21 points, a Tennessee career high for Andre, and he gave you a lot of energy early, didn't he?
Boy, he really did. And, you know, Andre did not play well against East Tennessee, and not really sure why, you know, but he just didn't, you know, just didn't have his legs, didn't have his bounce, and wasn't aggressive, wasn't looking to try to get open and make a lot happen. And I really think he was looking forward to coming back and playing this game. I think his mindset, too, was when Major went down, Andre was like, okay, I mean, I've got to step up in a big way. And he kept that mindset even when Major, you know, came back. Andre is really good around the basket, and he's really good putting the ball on the floor, taking it to the basket. And Andre's a good player in what we do. When I get Andre in better shape, because he's not quite there yet physically, you know, he gets tired and he takes possessions off, and you know, defensively he, you know, he rests a little bit, and we can't afford to do that. I can't afford to have him resting on a defensive free throw checkout and stuff, because he's just not big enough. But, you know, I went in the locker room and I said, now, do we win this game without CJ? No. Do we win it without Andre? No. Do we win it without Major? No. You know, there were four or five guys just flat out don't win that game. It was a really good team effort, because, once again, you know, you see balance. You know, Stanley's got 11, and, you know, and Major's got 12, and, you know, you've been through the stats. You know, five guys in double figures, and, you know, Bradshaw has seven. So it's a really nice balance, and this team can feel good about themselves because, you know what? They rely on each other, because the numbers are such that we can't do without one of them.
And, you know, one thing that happened mostly in the first half was you forced them to burn a bunch of their timeouts because they couldn't get the ball inbounds.
Right.
And then they didn't have them in the second half, and that really helped you.
It did, Bert, and that's part of the reason I didn't call timeouts either, because he didn't have any, and I didn't want to call a timeout, let him get organized down there. And yet I have to more, because it's just a young group for me and with me. So the pressure was terrific. I mean, they couldn't get the ball in bounds. They couldn't get – that's frustrating.
Yeah.
And that really – here's the deal. When you get a game, you know, it's spurts. You know, the margins are spurts. Lafayette had a spurt, almost won the game for him. We had a couple spurts that separated us, the tempo, the fast break, the pressure. Because you want to play half-court ball, you know, you give some, you get some, you give some, you get some, you grind it out. It's close. It's the spurts that separate. And I thought we had a couple of nice ones.
I thought it really helped them when Maurice Barksdale came in the game.
Yes.
You know, he got a true point guard in there. Mitchell really struggled, and you all really capitalized him. He had 12 turnovers,
and they
had 13 the first half, but they really calmed down when Barksdale came in.
I kind of thought that Barksdale would start, because I figured against the press they'd go there. But, you know, they found, you know, they learned a lot tonight, too, because they did it without Southall. And, you know, Southall, everything kind of runs through him. And so the fact that, you know, Turner played better, you know, Cameron finally made a couple of shots. Mitchell is a beast. 19 points, 20 rebounds.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable athlete. You know, I mean, he's got some really, he had a triple double. 19 points, 20 rebounds, and 12 assists.
Yeah.
12 turnovers.
12 turnovers.
He didn't like that last one.
You like those.
Yeah,
tonight, Tennessee wins against Louisiana Lafayette by a final score of 83-76. We'll